USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The State Department confirms at least 4 Americans killed by radical Islamic terrorists on Easter Sunday. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
Citing privacy concerns, the identities of the victims were not released. At least 290 people were killed in the series of attacks on 9 churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Secretary Pompeo spoke about the bloodshed.
What was supposed to be a joyful Easter Sunday was marred by a horrific wave of Islamic radical terror. Bloodshed.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. Thousands of people attending. A reporter shouting to the president, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" To which he replies,
"Not even a little bit."
And in case you didn't hear it, the president saying there, "Not even a little bit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
President Trump addressing the big crowd at the annual Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn.
Most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well, probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
One of the 19 Democrats running for president, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, celebrating Earth Day in Los Angeles.
My focus is to show that there is a different way we can go, that we can fight these issues. That we can make a nation where, as part of your birthright, you have clean air, clean water, clean soil, an environment that is nurturing to your well-being and to children's success.
During his remarks, Booker goes on to joke about how many Democrats running this round.
2020 doesn't stand for the year we're running. It stands for the amount of people that are probably going to run. 2020, folks.
Now, as for former Vice President, Delaware Democrat Joe Biden, it's widely expected he will announce he's running for president at a news conference Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Supreme Court agrees to hear a pair of high-profile cases. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The cases involve gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The Supreme Court announcing it will decide whether existing civil rights laws ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Federal law does forbid workplace discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, but it does not explicitly apply to LGBT individuals. The pair of cases from New York and Georgia are expected to be argued in the fall.
Meanwhile, lawyers for the president suing House Oversight Committee Chair Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block the subpoena for years of financial records. White House counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
"When they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points to close at 26,511, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.